11. But if concerning us men you will have other examples also set before you, come on to the blessed David, and take him for an example of repentance. Great as he was, he fell, after his sleep, walking in the eventide on the housetop. He cast a careless look and felt a human passion. His sin was consummated, but there died not with it his candor concerning the confession of his fault. Nathan the prophet came, a swift accuser and a healer of the wound. The Lord is angry, he says, and thou hast sinned. So spoke the subject to the reigning king. But David the king was not indignant, for he regarded not the speaker but God who had sent him. He was not puffed up by the array of soldiers standing round, for he had seen and thought the angel hosts of the Lord, and he trembled as seeing him who was invisible. And to the messenger, or rather by him in answer to God who sent him, he said, I have sinned against the Lord. Do you see the humility of the king? Do you see his confession? For had he been convicted by any one, were many privy to the matter, the deed was quickly done, and straightway the prophet appeared as accuser, and the offender confesses the fault. And because he candidly confessed, he received a most speedy cure. For Nathan the prophet, who had uttered the threat, said immediately, The Lord also hath put away thy sin. You see the swift relenting of a merciful God. He says, however, Thou hast greatly provoked the enemies of the Lord. Though you had many enemies because of your righteousness, your self-control protected you. But now that you have surrendered your strongest armor, your enemies are risen up and stand ready against you. 12. Thus then did the prophet comfort him, but the blessed David, for all he heard it said, The Lord hath put away thy sin, did not cease from repentance, king though he was, but put on sackcloth instead of purple, and instead of a golden throne, he sat, a king, in ashes on the ground. Nay, not only sat in ashes, but also had ashes for his food, even as he says himself, I have eaten ashes as it were bread, and mingled my drink with tears. His lustful eye he wasted with tears, saying, Every night will I wash my couch and water my bed with my tears. When his officers besought him to eat bread, he would not listen. He prolonged his fast unto 7 whole days. If a king thus made confession, oughtest not thou, a private person, to confess? Again, after Absalom's insurrection, though there were many roads for him to escape, he chose to flee by the Mount of Olives, and thought, as it were, invoking the Redeemer, who was to go up thence into the heavens. And when Shimei cursed him bitterly, he said, Let him alone, for he knew that to him that forgives it shall be forgiven. 13. You see that it is good to make confession. You see that there is salvation for them that repent. Solomon also fell, but what says he? Afterwards I repented. Ahab, too, the king of Samaria, became a most wicked idolater, an outrageous man, the murderer of the prophets, a stranger to godliness, a coveter of other men's fields and vineyards. Yet when by Jezebel's means he had slain Naboth, and the prophet Elias came and merely threatened him, he rent his garments and put on sackcloth. And what says the merciful God to Elias? Hast thou not seen how Ahab is pricked in the heart before me? As if almost he would persuade the fiery zeal of the prophet to condescend to the penitent. For he says, I will not bring evil in his days. And though after his forgiveness he was sure not to depart from his wickedness, nevertheless the forgiving God forgave him, not as being ignorant of the future, but as granting a forgiveness corresponding to his present season of repentance. For it is the part of a righteous judge to give sentence according to each case that has occurred. 14. Again, Jeroboam was standing at the altar sacrificing to the idols. His hand became withered because he commanded the prophet who reproved him to be seized. But having by experience learned the power of the man before him, he says, Entreat the face of the Lord thy God. And because of this saying, his hand was restored again. If the prophet healed Jeroboam, is Christ not able to heal and deliver you from your sins? Manasseh also was utterly wicked, who sawed Isaiah asunder, and was defiled with all kinds of idolatries, and filled Jerusalem with innocent blood. But having been led captive to Babylon, he used his experience of misfortune for a healing course of repentance. For the scripture says that Manasseh humbled himself before the Lord and prayed, and the Lord heard him and brought him back to his kingdom. If he who saw the prophet asunder was saved by repentance, shall not thou then, having done no such great wickedness, be saved? 15. Take heed lest without reason thou mistrust the power of repentance. Would you know what power repentance has? Would you know the strong weapon of salvation and learn what the force of confession is? Hezekiah, by means of confession, routed 185,000 of his enemies. A great thing verily was this, but still small in comparison with what remains to be told. The same king, by repentance, obtained the recall of a divine sentence which had already gone forth. For when he had fallen sick, Isaiah said to him, "Set thy house in order, for thou shalt die and not live." What expectation remained, what hope of recovery, when the prophet said, "For thou shalt die"? Yet Hezekiah did not desist from repentance, but remembering what is written, "When thou shalt turn and lament, then shalt thou be saved." He turned to the wall and from his bed, lifting his mind to heaven, for thickness of walls is no hindrance to prayer sent up with devotion, he said, "Remember me, O Lord, for it is sufficient for my healing that thou remember me. Thou art not subject to times, but art thyself the giver of the law of life. For our life depends not on a nativity nor on a conjunction of stars, as some idly talk, but both of life and its duration. Then art thyself the lawgiver according to thy will." And he, who could not hope to live because of the prophetic sentence, had 15 years added to his life, and for the sign, the sun ran backward in his course. Well then, for Ezekias's sake the sun turned back, but for Christ the sun was eclipsed, not retracing his steps, but suffering eclipse, and therefore showing the difference between them, I mean between Ezekias and Jesus. The former prevailed to the canceling of God's decree, and cannot Jesus grant remission of sins? Turn and bewail yourself, shut your door, and pray to be forgiven. Pray that he may remove from you the burning flames. For confession has power to quench even fire, power to tame even lions. 16. But if thou disbelieve, consider what befell Ananias and his companions. What streams did they pour out? How many vessels of water could quench the flame that rose up 49 cubits high? Nay, but where the flame mounted up a little too high, faith was there poured out as a river, and there spoke they the spell against all ills. Righteous art thou, O Lord, in all the things that thou hast done to us, for we have sinned and transgressed the law. And their repentance quelled the flames. If you believe not that repentance is able to quench the fire of hell, learn it from what happened in regard to Ananias. But some keen hearer will say, those men God rescued justly in that case, because they refused to commit idolatry. God gave them that power. And since this thought has occurred, I come next to a different example of penitence. 17. What do you think of Nebuchadnezzar? Have you not heard out of the scriptures that he was bloodthirsty, fierce, lion-like in disposition? Have you not heard that he brought out the bones of the kings from their graves into the light? Have you not heard that he carried the people away captive? Have you not heard that he put out the eyes of the king after he had already seen his children slain? Have you not heard that he broke in pieces the cherubim? I do not mean the invisible beings, away with such a thought, O man, but the sculptured images, and the mercy seat in the midst of which God spoke with his voice. The veil of the sanctuary he trampled underfoot, the altar of incense he took and carried away to an idol temple, all the offerings he took away, the temple he burned from the foundations. How great punishments did he deserve, for slaying kings, for setting fire to the sanctuary, for taking the people captive, for setting the sacred vessels in the house of idols. Did he not deserve 10,000 deaths? 18. You have seen the greatness of his evil deeds. Come now to God's loving kindness. He was turned into a wild beast. He abode in the wilderness. He was scourged that he might be saved. He had claws as a lion, for he was a ravager of the sanctuary. He had a lion's mane, for he was a ravening and roaring lion. He ate grass like an ox, for a brute beast he was, not knowing him who had given him the kingdom. His body was wet from the dew, because after seeing the fire quenched by the dew, he believed not. And what happened? After this, says he, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up my eyes into heaven, and I blessed the Most High, and to him that lives forever I gave praise and glory. When therefore he recognized the Most High and sent up these words of thankfulness to God and repented himself for what he had done and recognized his own weakness, then God gave back to him the honor of the kingdom. 19. What then, when Nebuchadnezzar, after having done such deeds, had made confession, did God give him pardon in the kingdom? And when you repent, shall he not give you the remission of sins in the kingdom of heaven if you live a worthy life? The Lord is loving unto man and swift to pardon, but slow to punish. Let no man therefore despair of his own salvation. Peter, the chiefest and foremost of the apostles, denied the Lord thrice before a little maid, but he repented himself and wept bitterly. Now weeping shows the repentance of the heart, and therefore he not only received forgiveness for his denial, but also held his apostolic dignity unforfeited. 20. Having, therefore, brethren, many examples of those who have sinned and repented and been saved, do ye also heartily make confession unto the Lord, that you may both receive the forgiveness of your former sins and be counted worthy of the heavenly gift and inherit the heavenly kingdom with all the saints in Christ Jesus, to whom is the glory forever and ever. Amen.